I can't get over it. Yes, ma'am. That's right. Says, what a blessing. If shouting bothers you, just cancel your reservation, because you ain't going to like heaven a bit. Ezra chapter number 3. Ezra, little book many people know very little about. If you'll take your Bible, you find 1st and 2nd Samuel, and then you'll find 1st and 2nd Kings, and then you'll find 1st and 2nd Chronicles, and then you'll find Ezra. Ezra chapter number 3. I really struggled with what to do this morning. I'm just going to be right flat-footed honest with you. I'm going to preach a rerun. And I struggled with it and battled with it. And I said, Lord, I preached this some time ago, and I really don't want to preach a rerun. I thought I was supposed to preach it Friday night at the youth meeting, and the Lord didn't let me. And He just kept it on my mind and kept it on my heart. And last night, I told my wife on the way to the funeral home, I ain't got a clue what I'm doing tomorrow. And I've been struggling with this. And then last night at the funeral home, Brother Freddie and I were standing there talking to Brother Jeff Cash. And Brother Jeff was telling us, Brother Terry, how he had every John Wayne movie ever made. And he said he was watching one day, and I believe he was watching the Cowboys. He's watching the Cowboys, and his wife said, Jeff, how many times have you watched this? He said, probably 1,000. And we went back and forth quoting different quotes from the movies. And the Holy Ghost said, if you can watch John Wayne 1,000 times. Amen. He said, it ain't going to hurt to hear my message more than once. Amen. So Ezra chapter number 3 this morning. If y'all found it, say amen. I want you to look with me at verse number 10. Look with me at verse number 10. The Bible said, let me explain to you what's going on before we read. The temple of David, or Solomon's temple, had been destroyed. This thing was in planning for years and years. They collected and collected and collected the cedars of Lebanon, the finest gold, the finest of everything went into building that temple. Well, the enemy tore it down. Now there is a remnant, a small group of people returning to rebuild that temple. And that's what's happening. In other words, if our church were to burn down and people scattered and went this way and that way, and then a small group of us got together and said, let's rebuild Happy Valley Baptist Church. And that's kind of what's going on. There's a group of people that's got together to rebuild their church. Look at verse number 10. The Bible said, and when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set the priest in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the son of Asaph, with cymbals to praise the Lord, after the ordinance of David, king of Israel. And they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good. I like that, don't you? For his mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people, say that word with me, especially y'all that don't like shouting. And all the people, say it again, shouted with a what? A great shout. They didn't just go, whoopee. They let her rip, friend. Amen. The Bible said when they praised the Lord because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. So they've laid the foundation of this thing. No building, no timbers, no. They've just laid the foundation. And they see the foundation of the temple and they begin to sing and they begin to praise and they begin to shout. There is a celebration going on because of what has been destroyed is about to be rebuilt. But we're not going to stop there. Look at verse number 12. But many of the priests and the Levites and the chief of the fathers who were ancient men, like me and Brother Atkins, amen, that had seen the first house, when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice, and many shouted aloud for joy. So that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off. Preached a message from here one time. The young people shouted while the old people cried. The young people shouted while the old people cried. There's a group of young people here who never saw the old temple. So this foundation of this new temple was really something special to them. So they rejoiced in it. But there was a crowd there who remembered the old temple. And they saw how small the foundation of the new temple was compared to the foundation of the old temple. So what brought joy to the hearts of the young people saddened the hearts of the old people because they remembered something better. They remembered something far more grandeur than what was about to take place here. So they wept in memory of something greater while they looked at something less. That's where I am in Christianity. We've got a crowd in America that is all up in the air over the Joel Osteen. The charismatic movement, the super church and the Saddleback and the Rick Warren and all this purpose driven and the touchy-feely and the seminar talks and no pulpits. Preachers who don't wear ties. Sit on bar stools in a golf shirt and give a little talk. They don't have singing. By the way, we don't sing here, we sing. Amen. Let me say it again. We don't sing here. Ain't going to be none of that round mouth stuff in here. Amen. We sang as unto the Lord. Y'all listening to me? And so when I see all that new stuff and I said they don't sing. They have concerts. That's what I went to when I was lost. I sat fifth row and watched Bob Seger sing. That's a concert. That's where you flick your bick. We're not here for a show and a concert, amen? Amen? So we don't get excited about all that old stuff. The old people are upset. They're sad because they remember something greater. The young people are excited because this is the best they've ever seen. Years ago, Ashley, how old are you? 28. So about 27 years ago, my wife and I, we were raised poor, both of us. We'd never been nowhere much, Terry. We hadn't traveled. We didn't know much. I come home from work on a Friday afternoon, and Angie had a suitcase out, and I said, "What are you doing?" She said, "Mama called." Miss Joyce, you'll remember. She said, "Mama called. Her and Junior want to take us to Gatlinburg, and it ain't going to cost us nothing. All we got to do is get in the car and go." I said, "Well, let me get my bag. Let me help you pack, baby. We going to Gatlinburg on Meemaw's dime. I'm with you. Amen." So we packed up. Man, we're excited. We're going to Gatlinburg for the weekend. Me and my wife and her stepsister Vicky and her husband and Junior, I believe who it was. So we go to Gatlinburg. On the way, Meemaw's telling us about where we're staying. Where are we going to stay? She said, "We're staying in Bale's Cabin." I pictured in my mind, Brother Terry, a log cabin sitting on the side of a hill with a big rock fireplace. A cabin, cabins. What y'all got me cabin. I'm thinking cabin. We're going to Bale's Cabins. Well, we get to Bell's cabins and ain't no cabin there. It looks like a no-tail motel. Y'all know what a no-tail motel is? Kind of like the Rock Mart Inn, whatever that is over there. I mean, just a little block building, and you drive up to the door. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Ain't no elevators. I didn't see a log in the place. Y'all got to get the picture in your mind. Bell's Cabin. We went to the desk and we registered and checked in. And they give us a key, and it had a piece of wood of some kind attached to it, like a gas station bathroom key. We got to our room. Meemaw said, "This is our room, and this is Mike and Vicky's room. Eddie, you and Angie and Ashley, y'all, that's y'all's room right there." And we opened the door and went in, and boy, we began to look at that room at Bell's Cabins. It had paneling on the walls. I ain't talking about tongue and groove, heart, knotty pine. No, I'm talking about single wide trailer paneling. Paneling, had paneling on the wall. Can I get a witness? Y'all know what I'm talking about? I want to say paneling. You ain't country if you don't know what paneling is. Amen. Had paneling on the wall. We went in the bathroom and it had old cast iron bathtub. Had that rust stain from the top all the way down to the drain. Y'all know what I'm talking about? And the stopper was on a chain. And in that cast iron bathtub with a rust stain running down and the stopper on the chain, in that bathtub was somebody's hair. They was roach bugs crawling big enough to throw a saddle on and ride them to town. We throwed back the covers on the bed and there's somebody's hair in there too. And me and my little wife sat on the edge of that bed. We thought, this is awesome. We ain't never been nowhere. We thought, man, this is cool. We're in Gatlinburg and we is in Bell's Cabin. We is excited. Do you know why we are so excited to stay in Bell's Cabin with the rust in the bathtub and the stopper on the chain and the hair in the tub and the hair in the bed and the cockroaches that you could ride? You know why? Because we had never been to the Hampton Inn. As far as hotels went, that was A number one for us. 5-star. We liked it. We enjoyed it. We didn't file a complaint. You know why? We didn't know any better. We criticized this crowd following Benny Hinn and following Joel Osteen, and we say, man, they ain't got a brain in their head. Hey, they don't know what old-time religion is. They ain't never been under the spout where the glory comes out. They ain't never been where the power of God fell and people got convicted of their sin and fell on their face and wept before God. Hey, they just don't know. Don't be so hard on them. They don't know. Y'all listen to me. Some of y'all need to get a taste. God has something better for you. We're basically poor people. And if we're not careful, we will be quick to settle for mediocrity simply because we don't know any better. My granddaddy said he lived through the Great Depression. And he said we didn't even know it was going on. Yeah. He said nothing changed for them. He said they is poor before the Depression, so the Depression had no effect on them. They're still poor. Yeah. He didn't know any better. He didn't know times were bad because he had never seen anything better than what he had. Are y'all listening? Some of you don't know that you're spiritually delinquent. Are you spiritually missing something because you simply don't know any better? I'm telling you, God has something better for you. He has more for you than you can realize. Hey, the birds are still singing, and God does still take care of His people, and there is new places God would like to take you if you'd care to go. But some of us were sitting on the edge of the bed in Bell's Cabins going, this is nice. This is nice. God's got more for you. It'd blow your mind if you knew the things God had for you. Here's where we are in Christianity. I got a $20 bill. I got a $10 bill. and I got a $5 bill. Now, I've laid them out before you. And that's what God does. He lays life out before us. Some of us question, why would God do this? Why would God do that? Hey, listen.
something less than what you could have. Why drive a Volkswagen when you can have a brand new Cadillac?
Amen.
Why drive a Ford when you can have a Chevrolet? Amen.
Amen.
I'm doing a preaching, amen. When it's you, it can be a Ford, amen. Listen, I'm just going to make some statements, and I'll be done with it. We get comfortable in the wilderness.
Yes, sir.
Because we've never been to Canaan.
Amen.
We get comfortable in the wilderness because we've never been to Canaan. We talk about crossing Chewy Jordan and we sing that at funerals. And Canaan is not a picture of heaven, friend.
Amen.
It's not a picture of heaven. I know it's not because there's fighting and killing.
That's right, preacher.
It was in Canaan where Achan sinned.
That's right.
It was in Canaan where Achan and his family were killed. It was in Canaan where the wars were fought. Ain't going to be none of that heaven.
Amen.
Canaan is a picture of victorious Christian living. Canaan is a picture of going forward with God. But if you'll study your Bible, when Joshua brought him up to the River Jordan, Brother Terry, there was a crowd that said, we like it here.
Yeah. Come on, preacher.
These grapes over there, dude, that big.
Yeah.
It flows with milk and honey.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we like it right here.
Yeah.
There's plenty of room and food for all of us. And we just going to stay on this side. You know why? They had never seen
that's
it.
That's right, preacher.
If they ever saw it, they would have never went back.
Amen.
Y'all listen to me. That's why I ain't changing.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
That's why I still got an AV 1611.
Amen.
He said, that's why I still got an AV. I'm talking about an authorized version.
Yes,
1611 King James Bible. We don't hit that enough on Sunday.
That's right, preacher.
I like the way it felt. Let me say it again. AV 1611. Authorized version. 1611 King James Bible. My Bible reads just like my grandma's did.
Yes,
my Bible reads like my great grandma's did. Yes. And my grandma before her. And the grandma before her. And bless God, my grandma before her.
Amen.
I ain't changing because I faced the real thing.
Yes, sir. I try.
Now, I ain't much on walk business. I understand. I'm sorry. Y'all know what walk biscuits are, don't you? They come in a can, you walk them on the counter. How many of y'all bus workers in here have hit my wife's biscuit? Kind of makes some canned biscuits look kind of bad, don't you? I grew up in mama's house eating walk biscuit. I married that little green-eyed girl. She's a biscuit-making machine. They come out of the oven and she takes a stick of butter. I didn't say margarine.
Amen.
That stuff's out of hell.
That's right.
Takes a stick of butter and just rubs it on top of the biscuit.
Oh,
I get pumped.
Yeah.
I don't eat them canned biscuits. I don't prefer them canned biscuits. Why? Because I've had cat dip biscuit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Super Angie's up.
Yeah.
Why sell it for a walk when I'm got cat dip?
Yeah.
And when he shows up, he usually shows out.
Amen.
Oh,
settle for living in the spiritual poorhouse because we've never been to the upper room. This is a special crowd, isn't it? That crowd that wants to follow me.
Yeah.
That crowd that wants to be with him everywhere he goes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Amen.
We've got to be willing to see things other people don't.
That's right.
I remember one day I was reading in the Bible and the Lord looked at Peter and James and John and said, well, shucks, where are we going? We're going to death. We're going to the Smokies. We're going to the mountain.
Don't quit in the sift. Don't quit in your sin of denying the Savior. Get back up and go on with God. There's more out there for you. What I'm trying to say, friend, is you ain't done. If you got breath in your body and your lungs are going up and down, hey, you got a mind in your brain, in your head, a brain in your head, hey, you are not done. Somebody said, well, you don't know my past. Who gives a rip? You don't know where I've been. We don't care. You don't know what I've done. Fooey on that. Why don't you get up and say, hey, there's still a God in heaven. There's still a Holy Ghost in my soul. I've got something left to do for God. I'm about done. Listen. John the Revelator saw things that we won't see till we die. Would you agree? Bible said there's a door open and a voice said, come up here. John took a trip. He saw millions of people around the throne of God singing and praising. I don't know. You were too if you're saved. He's looking in the future, see? And he didn't need no ball to do it.
Amen, preacher.
I don't think he had a deck of cards either. I don't think he had to call a psychic hotline. If that stuff was real, why don't they ever tell you nothing bad?
That's right, preacher.
It's always something good's going to happen to you. They never say you're going to get hit by a bus tomorrow. You got a tumor, you're dying.
Yes, sir.
They know you won't call back and give them no more money, amen?
Right.
John saw things that we'll never saw. He saw heaven. He saw the great white throne judgment. He saw the entire tribulation on this earth. He saw the return of Christ in the millennial reign. He saw all that. He saw the lion laying with the lamb. He saw it all. But he had to go somewhere to see it. Marooned by himself on a desert island. Just because of the valley, don't forsake the next mountaintop. You say, preacher, I'm just down. Hey, there's a mountain coming. There's a mountain coming. Hey, between every mountain, there's a valley. If you're in a valley, it just means there's a mountain ahead. Press on, weary pilgrim. It won't be long. Give it all you got. Hey, don't quit on God. Hey, come get the 20.
Yeah.
Are you listening? Let me give you this and I'm done. Do you know the difference between Bell's Cabin and the Hampton Inn? You know the difference? It's about $70 a night. That's the difference. My wife and my mother-in-law, they were just there in Gatlinburg a couple of weekends ago. I told her, I said, ride by and see if Bell's Cabin is still there. $70 a night. You see, it cost you something. It'll cost you something. You don't just stumble on God's best.
That's right.
You just don't walk aimlessly in life and go, oh, there's a perfect will of God for my life. There's joy and happiness unspeakable and full of glory. I can't believe I found that. You got to be looking for it.
Yes, sir.
I heard an illustration while I was going this weekend. I thought it fit right here real good. Preacher was talking about the movie Alice in Wonderland. One of the weirdest movies I ever not watched the whole thing in my whole life. I didn't know it, but it was not meant to be a children's movie. It's a political parody. What if somebody tell me what a parody is after church? But anyway, Alice is leaving. And she's going down the road, and she comes to a fork in the road. Standing in that fork in the road is a Cheshire Cat. And the Cheshire Cat said, can I help you? She said, which way do I go? He said, well, where are you going? She said, I don't know. He said, well, then eat a road. Take it. Then either road will take you there. If we ain't got a clue and we're not aiming for something, either road will take you there. Too many just wandering aimlessly. Which way do I go? Where are you going? I don't know. I don't know. Number one question, a high school senior. What are you going to do when you graduate? I don't know. Well, any direction you go will get you there. Amen. That's where we are. Bless God, I got somewhere I want to go. I want to ride all the rides. I want to eat all the popcorn. I want to eat all the little things they got, sippers, them little things at Six Flags. It comes in a, like a I ain't been there in a while. I don't know what they sell now. Snow cones. Yeah, cotton candy. I want it all. I want everything God has to offer. I don't want to get to heaven and find out there was something left. I want everything God has. I'm a spoiled, rotten brat. If he's got it, I expect it. How about you? It's going to cost us something. Oh, he's already paid the price.
That's right.
The gifts are paid for.
Amen.
The blessings are paid for. But it's how far we're willing to go with him. It's how far we're willing to go with him. Huh. Listen, I ain't after nobody. I ain't fussing at nobody. But you ain't going to get everything God's got just coming to church on Sunday.
That's right, preacher.
You ain't going to get everything God's got by just picking up your Bible when it's time to go to church.
Amen.
Some of you don't even take them home. They stay in the pew,
yes,
in your claim seat.
Yes, come on,
amen.
You're not going to get everything God's got for you.
Amen.
And listen, you're not hurting God.
Amen. That's right.
You're not hurting God one bit. Well, if I don't go to church, God will be disappointed. We're looking at this all wrong.
That's right. Amen.
I don't come here for God.
Amen.
I come here for me.
Yes, sir.
God don't need this service. I do.
Amen.
I got to go back out yonder.
That's right.
Y'all listening?
Yeah.
Have you settled for less than God's best? Ashley, Brother Todd, y'all come. Get us a song if you would. When's somebody going to stand up and say, I'm tired of settling? I want God's best for my life. I want God's best for my marriage. I want God's best for my children. Don't tell me God's best for your child is being on the ball field on Wednesday night.
Amen.
Don't tell me that's God's best for your child. You know better than that. I want God's best for me. I want everything God has to offer you. I want everything God has to offer me. How about you this morning? Let's stand our feet this morning. Before they sing this morning, could we just bow our heads and close our eyes? Nobody looking around this morning. Heads bowed and eyes closed. I wonder if there's somebody here today. Say, preacher, I'm not sure. If I died today, heaven would be my home. I've got to go preach a funeral in just a few minutes. Funeral of a man I had the privilege to know his testimony that he's a saved man. So I'm going to tell his family where he's at. He's in heaven. Could I say that about you today? You say, preacher, I'm not sure if I died right now, heaven would be my home. Listen, I'd like to pray for you. I wouldn't come to you. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. I just want to pray for you. If you're not saved, just slip up your hand. Say, preacher, pray for me. How about this morning? Preacher, I know I'm saved. I'm on my way to heaven. No doubt in my mind. If I died right now, heaven's my home. But I'm afraid I've been settling. I've been settling for less than God's best. I realize this morning I'm toting a 5 when I could have the 20. Preacher, pray for me that I'd reach for more of God and that God would have more of me. Hands all over his house. Thank you. Thank you. God, as we come before you again this morning, Lord, we thank you for a good and a glorious day. Lord, thank you for meeting with us this morning. Thank you for the hands that were raised. You know every one of them. You know every heart. You know every situation. You know every trouble. You know every trial. You know every difficulty. You know every sickness. God, I pray you'd attend to them this morning. Help these folks, God, who have a desire to go farther with you. Have your way. We'll thank you, Lord, and we'll praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.